We're talking today with Mark Jewell, who's sales manager for the commercial truck division of Chris Nickel. Let's talk, Mark, a little bit, first of all, about the fact that you guys are not rookies at this. You've been involved with the commercial truck business, and your team has been involved with the commercial truck business for quite a few years.
You betcha, yeah. Mr. Nickel actually started the commercial end of his business, if I'm not mistaken, it was about 6.5 years ago. Like a lot of the stuff that he does, if he decides to get involved, he goes after it. So we've got a big operation, been in business for a while, you bet.
And this is not just a small operation. As you mentioned, he goes after it in an aggressive way and in a big way. You've got one of the larger selections of commercial trucks anywhere in this part of the country.
Right, Ron. What I find interesting is that you know, some of the dealers that are in the area, think a commercial department along the scale of having a guy that can answer the phone and questions that come up, and they have a half a dozen trucks on the lot ready to go. We've actually got a staff of six. I've got five dedicated account managers, and I've got right now probably 200 commercial trucks on the ground. And it's a matter of just you know, having a truck available and being able to get that vehicle upfit for somebody who's in need of a vehicle right now.
Now, I guess what you've got some standard configurations, but a lot of cases you almost build to the specifications of the customer, right?
Right, exactly. Traditionally, you've got a truck that has a flatbed on it, and I think most of your listeners are going to understand what that is. But there are a lot of configurations in the commercial end of the business, utility beds and crane beds and hay beds. And so we have a lot of our inventory sitting on the ground here, and basically we're waiting for somebody to come in and say, hey, I need this. Then we have a good idea of where to go and get that done for them.
And obviously, for our ranchers, you've got the type of configurations you can line them up with exactly what they're probably looking for then.
You bet. You know, we go anywhere from a 1,500 truck to a 5,500 truck, so a half ton to a 2 ton, and capable of getting those things set up for the guys that are out there in the field working on a day-to-day basis, and the guy that's on the oil field, we can do all of that for him.
When we start talking about today's inventory, one of the interesting things to me is that we are starting to see more and more awareness. Maybe we're a little more ahead of the curve than some parts of the country, being in Oklahoma and all the natural gas production we've got around here. CNG trucks are really starting to catch the attention of a lot of people.
Yeah, that's right. Dodge is producing a vehicle. In fact, it's the only manufacturer right now that is producing a CNG truck at the factory. They build the truck there. They upfit the truck at the factory, where the other manufacturers are obviously producing CNG trucks, but they send those trucks out to an upfitter after the fact. So we have a truck on the ground with a CNG conversion. Looking forward to the factory getting busy and giving us a few more options in that arena, but the vehicle that we have is doing well for us.
Now, in the case of the Dodge truck that actually is a CNG truck from the factory, that is a CNG dedicated vehicle, right?
Well, you have actually the option on that vehicle. It comes with a gas tank and the CNG tank. So essentially what happens is, initially when that truck starts up, it uses the gas and then switches immediately once it warms up to the CNG. The reason for that is the CNG stations at this point, although becoming more readily available, there's going to be situations you find yourself in where you can't get CNG fuel, and so you have the option to run the truck on the regular gasoline.
What seemingly are some of the questions that you hear more than anything else as you try to help that person find the right truck for their operation?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been in the commercial end of the business with Mr. Nickel now for this past year, and it kind of surprised me in visiting with the customers that come in. At least three different times I've been asked, you know, do I have to buy more than one truck to buy from the commercial end of the business? And my response to that is always no. You know, we don't care if they've got one truck or 100 in their fleet, whether they're the hard-working farmer out in the field or the guy in the oil field. We're gonna get them taken care of. But it surprised me a little bit that people thought they had to come in here and buy 10 or 20 trucks at a time, and that's not the case.
So most certainly, if that guy is just looking for that single truck for his operation, you can fine tune what he needs, and he's going to walk away satisfied.
Absolutely.
Actually, yep, he'll drive away satisfied. He'll actually
that's
drive
right.
away. Yeah. My mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. Well, Mark, I appreciate your time today.
Ron, thank you so much. Have a great day.